Is there anyone here who has a bucket list? How many of you have your own bucket list? A bucket list means a list of things that you have not done before but really want to do before dying. Personally, I don't have my own bucket list, but after I watched the movie Bucket List, I really wanted to make my own bucket list. For the people who haven't watched this movie, I will give you a brief summary of the movie Bucket List. In this movie, there are two main characters, Edward Cole, who is a billionaire, and Carter Chambers, who is a car mechanic. Edward started making money since he was 16, and he finally became a very successful businessman. During the last 7 years, he took over 15 general hospitals through a really aggressive M&A. In order to increase the profit of the hospitals, he did everything that he could do, and one of them was two beds to one room, no exception. Then one day, he fell down with coughing blood, and he was admitted to one of his hospitals. But because of his policy for reducing the cost, two beds to one room, he had to share a room with a complete stranger, Carter, who has been working 45 years only for his family as a car mechanic. Soon after, Edward was given 6 months to live with a 5% chance of surviving. And unfortunately, Carter also got diagnosed as terminally ill. Since then, Edward and Carter sympathized with each other and became best friends. One day, Edward found Carter's bucket list and he suggested to him that they do it all together. Against their doctor's advice, they left the hospital and set out on the new adventure of a lifetime by doing what they wanted to do before they die, one by one. Today's gospel scripture also talks about the time of the end and how we should prepare for the time. Before the fall of Jerusalem, Jesus told his disciples some crucial signs about it. Since Jesus did not want his disciples to lose their life, he let them know in advance what to avoid. In this circumstance, the Markan community was in dilemma because they could not give up their current life in the world while they were waiting for the time of the end. During Jesus' time, there was another community called Qumran. While they were waiting for the time of the end and direct intervention of God, they refused any established worldly order. They were totally isolated from civilization based on the apocalypticism, and they were living in a group near the Dead Sea. However, the Markan community was different. They neither fully refused the present worldly life nor fully depended on it. They were just in between, existing in total confusion. And this is not really different from the lives of today's Christians. Today's gospel scripture emphasized one clear message. In verse 33, it says, "Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come." And this message is repeated again and again in verse 35 and 37, "Keep awake." Indeed, keep awake is not only a message for all Christians who live in Jesus' time, but also for us who live in the present time. Keep awake should be our basic attitude of life. Let us think about the meaning of living life by keeping awake for the time of the end. Do you think keeping awake 24/7 is possible? Then how can we keep awake? Today's Christians are very busy. We are busy studying, working, making money, taking care of the house, social gathering, social media, and enjoying leisure, sports, exercising, hunting, ice fishing, snowmobiling, sailing, hiking, and so on. Therefore, we are very tired and we are very distracted by so many things. Then how can we always keep awake for the time even without knowing when? How about living a life to the fullest as if we already knew when Jesus comes again? Remember, we are like the servants who know the master will come but don't know when. For the one who completed their duty day by day, it does not matter when the master comes. On the other hand, for the one who does not fulfill their duty yet, when the master comes really matters. As servants of Jesus Christ, if we live life to the fullest as if we already know when Jesus is coming, then our everyday life will always be ready to meet him face to face, and all our life becomes a preparation to meet our master, Jesus Christ. Everyone knows that people die, but it seems like we live life as if we don't know that we die. So when the time comes, we are afraid of dying and regret the past life. However, think about if we know when the time comes, like Edward and Carter, don't you think that our life will totally change? In the movie Bucket List, the lives of Edward and Carter were totally changed as they know when will be the time of the end. Actually, whether they know it or not, anyway, the time is coming. But as they focus on when, suddenly everything has changed. When they take notice of the time, their attitude toward life is totally changed. Based on today's gospel scripture, I got two insights from this movie. First, death is a part of life. People commonly think that death means the end and separation from life. That is the main reason why people are afraid of dying. However, while I was watching this movie, the thought occurred to me that death is not a separation from life, but it is a part of life. Even as a Christian, I would say that death is not only a part of life, but also an extension of life. We are given the everlasting life by believing in Jesus Christ as our Savior, and the everlasting life actually begins at death. Therefore, death does not mean the end, but is a part of life and even an extension of life. Secondly, what does it mean to be faithful to the current life? In the movie, it seemed that just doing all you want to do is the best way of being faithful to the current life. Since Edward and Carter thought that this death is the end, they only focused on enjoying the current life by doing whatever they wanted to do. However, we are different. We should be faithful to the present life, not because death is the end, but because the present is part of our future. Everyday life is one of the pieces of the everlasting life. When we are faithful to the current, this finally makes our entire life be fully faithful. As I mentioned above, we are the people who are not only waiting for the time of the end with the second coming of Christ, but also living in the present life of this world. We are the servants who are entrusted with continuing in our work while the master is away. Can you remember the lesson of the parable of the talents? The servants who received 5 talents and 2 talents had been faithful in no matter how much they were given. When the master came back, they were praised as good and trustworthy, and finally they were put in charge of much more. Therefore, to be faithful to the current life means that as servants of God, though we don't know when, since we know the time is surely coming, continually and faithfully carrying out the work, whatever Christ Jesus has given us to do. And this is the true meaning of the life of faith. What has Jesus entrusted to you? What kind of work has Jesus given you to do? We are in charge of taking care of all the creatures that God created. We are in charge of loving God and loving our neighbors. We are in charge of proclaiming the gospel, the good news. We are in charge of advocating for social justice. We are in charge of working for peace. Does it sound like too much or too broad? We should never forget that everything can be done by being faithful to small things in our daily lives. When we are listening to each other and caring for one another, when we are feeding, clothing, and serving those who are in need, when we are building a good church community for all, when we are sincerely working at our workplace, and when we are faithful to whatever we are entrusted with by God, our life can be fully prepared for the time. Don't forget that when you make your current life whole, your everlasting life can be whole. Only after they realized the time was near, Edward and Carter became aware of how precious their life was. The present life is so precious because it is part of our future, everlasting life. When we are faithful to the present life, we are more than ready to be faithful to the everlasting life. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, which is waiting for the coming of Jesus. As we begin this new season of waiting, Advent, I'd like to encourage you to make your own bucket list for your faith. As you write down the list of things of how you can be more faithful to God and to what you are entrusted with by God, you wake up and your spirit to keep awake. Is your spirit awake or asleep? Wake up, Christians, for you do not know when the time comes. Remember, being faithful in everyday life is the best way to be prepared for the day. Praise God. Amen.